Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. A follow-up today on EAB, Emerald Ash Borer, and our recent story on that insect's continued spread in Kentucky. While the pest and its tree damage are building, scientists are having some success in dealing with it through deception, creating imitation lady borers.
They came across attraction to some shapes and colors, and then by electrifying these and essentially making them bug zappers, you could manage killing one sex of the species by attracting it to the other and giving it a shocking conclusion.
University of Kentucky entomologist Lee Townsend.
I'm not sure that we'll see large numbers of EAB zappers around, but it certainly helps in terms of how to take another tool and manage this insect.
At this point, officials can monitor the insect's movement, take limited measures to reducing its spread through human activities, and yes, sometimes even fighting it with fake borer bug zappers.
And certainly what may come out of it is other ways, not necessarily shocking, but certainly other ways of trying to manage the insect very specifically by only targeting members of the same species.
He says pesticide protection of trees can work. In some cases, harvest is the smarter action. There is a decision guide available online. Just search EAB Kentucky. We'll be right back.
I love it when the Kentucky pork producers show up at an event. What to get? Country ham? Those pork chop sandwiches look good. I'd like to thank the folks responsible for this.
We're the O'Briens.
We produce pork and we eat pork. We're going to produce the most economical, safe, reliable food that we can.
This wouldn't be Sunday morning breakfast without country ham. We're a Kentucky farm family.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Another developing tool in the fight to stop spread of the emerald ash borer, says UK entomologist Lee Townsend, is biological. A non-native tiny wasp, which feeds on the larvae of the borers, has been put into action and seems to be having an impact.
Several thousand of those have been released in different locations, and it looks like they're starting to get a toehold in Kentucky. And the other good news is some of the natural enemies of borers that we have here in the state seem to be able to switch over and use the emerald ash borer as a host. So biological control can at least play a role in trying to slow the spread of this insect as we try to come up with better management strategies for it.
He says it's going to be a long-term effort. Learn more online searching EAB Kentucky. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.